Distorted View Daily proudly presents a German man who wants you to suck on his breasts.
Are you thirsty? I want to breastfeed you. Here on these big nips. And watch how you suck me dry. Look here. All for you. Yes. Come on if you're thirsty.
I'll breastfeed you. That feels good.
I want to breastfeed you.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's damn exploded up with hot piss!
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know where the prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is great.
Get up over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Benson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, we're going to have a blast today. It's a long day for me. I've got, I got to do this show, which will probably be about a half hour long. And then I'm doing another hour at 3 p.m. Eastern every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Eastern time. I do something called DVDA. No, that doesn't stand for double vaginal, double anal. It stands for the Distorted View Daily After Show. Oh, it's a treat for everyone involved. It's a live video program on Ustream. And, I sort of wrap up the show, what I talked about today on the program. If there's something that I forgot to mention on the podcast, I'll bring it up. But the show is so much more than that because you can call in, talk to me live. I have guests. Today I'm going to be talking to the Window Licker, who, you know, has been kind of a... He's been a friend of the program, but he's also been a huge pain in the ass. Now, I love this guy, don't get me wrong, but, you know, there's been a few times where he's crossed the line and... he'll admit that he does it for attention a lot of times, but he's ultimately, I think, a good guy. I'm a little afraid of him, honestly. Like, I think if any of my listeners were going to kill me, it probably would be the Window Licker. So we'll get to the bottom of his fetishes today. Maybe he'll poop his pants for us live on the air. I'm looking forward to it. So that's what's coming up today. You know, I was on Literotica because that's what I do, right? This is my job, right? To find weird shit. For those of you who are new to the program, yeah, that's what Distorted View is. It's just weird shit found on the internet. Oh, and I also say horrible things. I'm a bad person, and I feature funny, bizarre audio. That sums up Distorted View. All right, so I was on Literotica, which, of course, as you all know, is a website that features fiction, right, erotic stories. They've got a section on their website that allows for audio submission, so you can read stories or act out sex scenes. I've learned something over the years. The people who read erotica make horrible authors because they just regurgitate all the, you know, cliched, trite shit you find in porn. And the same thing can be said about the people who record their themselves reading the stories. I've got a couple examples here. You know, I always make fun of how porn actresses sound in porno. They all have the same sound. It's exactly the same when it comes to these stupid stories.
And then... Becky pulled up her skirt and exposed her pussy.
All right, so here is Angel, who's going to tell us a story, I guess.
Hey, everybody, it's Angel.
That voice.
How are you? I am recording something. I'm going to do...
It's going to be super hot.
Thing I don't ever do.
Yeah.
I have a really good friend that's a really amazing writer.
I'm
going to read her story and I'm going to act it out. All right, let me just fast forward to the actual sex here.
Oh, come, baby. I need you to come.
Yeah? Oh.
You can grab my hair.
It's always like they can't catch their breath and they're swap. Yeah? I want you to pull my hair? You're stuffing my pussy with your big dick?
Pull my head back.
Yeah!
Oh. I love when you're so fucking rough.
Yeah.
Oh, oh God. I'm begging you to come. Come in my fucking tight little ass. You know how much I love when you fill me up. Oh, there come.
You feel it?
You know it. You know I do.
Feel that cum in
your fucking
ass.
So bad. Oh, God. Oh. You pull out of my...
Like, doesn't that hurt her voice?
Oh, God.
Oh, oh, it's God. Awful.
Oh, you press it up against her. Oh, I'm cracking my ass. Oh,
glaze my ass with your cum, please. Ah! All right, enough of that. Now, guys, you're not off the hook because you do annoying stuff, too. Here is a story written by a man.
You roll down the...
Oh, I should mention what's going on here. This is the classic police pulls horny bitch over, you know, for a speeding ticket, and then he ends up raping her.
You know, as I approach and...
He's the policeman.
I lean in a little closer. You can see that I have on...
See, the guys are always so quiet. They're almost whispering. I'm going to pull up next to you. I'm wearing glasses. You can see my package. My big throbbing dick through my pants. You can see the outline of my cock head.
Shades, and you can't really see where my eyes are looking, but...
All right, let me just fast forward to the sex.
You like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's what the guys say all the time. Yeah, you like that?
That finger in your tight little cunt.
Yeah. They're all about telling you what they're doing. That's what guys do when they're reading stories or...
Fuck.
...and porn.
It's going to feel even better when I get my cock in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm sticking my dick in your pussy.
You feel me? Working a second finger into that tight little hole.
Okay.
Pushing them in and out of your hot little pussy.
See, girls are all about telling you what to do. Like, yeah, fuck my pussy! Stick your dick in between my breasts! And guys are all like, oh, I'm gonna fucking stick my dick in you. You know, it's subtle variations. All right, let me fast forward a bit here.
Both hands on your hips and your ass. Start to fuck you harder.
You can tell he's jerking
faster.
Off.
Pounding that cock in your... Oh my God, in that fucking tight little pussy. Oh yeah.
You should be embarrassed, sir.
That's it. Oh, fuck you. Beg for my cock. Come on, beg for that cock in your tight little pussy, little whore. Come on.
He's very abrupt. Like, he's almost out of breath. Like, I'm gonna fuck your pussy. And then I'm gonna pull it out and make you... Swallow my cum!
I know you fucking want it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck! Oh, my God. That's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Fuck you. Take
that's
that
all she
cock.
Wrote. All
you
right. There you go.
Hips driving into your ass each time. Jarring your body over the hood of your car.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Anything to get out of
fucking
a ticket.
So hard with that cock. Oh, my God. Fuck yes.
All right, let me fast forward. Is there any more of this?
Show me. Oh, my God. Show me what a good fucking little whore you are. Come all over this cock. Oh, fuck.
What a loser.
Fuck. I'm fucking there.
Okay. I can't listen to any more of this. Let's move on. Sweet Jesus. All right, here is a couple of kids fighting over a video game, specifically NBA 2K.
You fucking stupid. Yeah, that is. I'm gonna fuck you shit up.
Apparently someone's a sore loser.
You wanna fucking act stupid, nigga? I'm gonna fucking kill you.
White versus black. You know, when white guys fight, I noticed that, okay, so they both are fully clothed, but they're sort of wrestling around, and the white guy, for some reason, is pulling the black guy's shirt off. I've seen that a lot. Like, I don't know if it's just because he can't get a good grip and he's trying to hold him down or something, but for some reason, the black guy's shirt always comes off. It's a little gay.
You're stupid, nigga.
Oh shit, so I guess this was a strategic move by the white guy, because the black guy's shirt is like stuck on his head, right? Like over his head. And that has given the white guy the opportunity to pound the black dude in the face, because you know the black guy can't see anything.
I love you. Stop. I'll kill you.
Wait a second. What?
Swing him, nigga. I love you. Stop. I'll kill you.
Is it the black guy that's upset?
I love you. Stop.
Because the white guy's saying he loves him.
Fucking kill you. Don't fucking swing him, nigga. I love you. Stop.
He's telling the black guy not to swing at him and that he loves him.
I'll kill you. I'm a fucking crazy ass white nigga. Shut the fuck up!
I'm a crazy ass white nigger.
It's a rat. Yeah! It's a rat white! Because you've been here before, it's a rat. Stop, nigga! It's a 2K! It's a rat. It's a 2K game.
Rat, my nigga.
Yeah, what? You want a video?
Soon again?
Yeah, because I don't want to stop you right now.
It's a rat.
I will spit in your face.
Go ahead.
Things could go either way. They could continue beating the crap out of one another, like it could escalate, or it might turn out into a makeout session. The white guy is on top of the black guy now. And the black guy's laying on his back, and it's like the white guy's sort of riding him.
Oh, nigga, I love you. Stop acting stupid, dude. You're not doing it. I'm gonna choke you out.
Let me fast forward, because this goes on for 6 minutes. Wait a second.
Shut the fuck up!
Yo, what? Say what?
Say what in the butt?
Yo, Chris, I don't
want to.
You know, I fast forward about 3 minutes, and they're kind of in the same position. I think the advantage white guy.
My hands, look!
Yo, my nigga, it's Chris. You making me want to sing? My nigga, don't even put that ambition swimming, bro.
All right, the black guy is speaking gibberish. He may be retarded or drunk.
We're here right now because of you, over a stupid game.
Yeah, Chris.
You guys see him in the whole his video.
I'm guessing the white guy won and the black guy was pissed off.
You know what? You know that? I can't believe I did that.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the white guy has this fight pretty much wrapped up. But then, at the 4 minute 30 second mark, tragedy strikes. Black tragedy. Yeah, now the black guy is wailing on the white guy. I want my reparations!
Hey, chill.
Wow. The black guy is being way harder on the white guy. Like you could tell the white guy just wanted the black dude to chill out and calm down. So he wasn't really trying to hurt him. But the black guy is out for blood.
Get fuck up! Get fuck up! Now!
He's hitting him in the head, kicking him.
No! I'm telling you! I told you! I don't play that shit!
Chill.
I told you, man! Get the fuck up!
Get the fuck up. You just pummeled him in the head. He has a concussion.
He's already knocked out.
No!
He's already knocked out.
Get the fuck out of here!
He's already knocked out.
No!
World Star Hip Hop!
I told you I ain't worth doing!
I told you, man.
Wow.
I warned you.
I warned you.
I fucking warned you. I told you I would do it.
I mean, this is a video game. Look, I get very upset in video games myself when I lose. And it's not so much that I lose. It's because when I win at video games... I'm sorry. I'm getting choked up here. When I win at video games, I don't gloat. I hate people that gloat. That's what makes me angry. I don't know. Maybe the white guy was gloating. But I... He's black guy's crying. But I never have taken it to a physical level.
Fuck, yo.
Oh.
I told you I ain't worth doing, man. I told you.
This is the weirdest.
Fuck, yo, I'm finish you, man, right now, because I love you, man.
Now the black guy loves the white guy. Just fucking suck each other's cock and be done with it.
Fuck.
That's a fun game that you can play that's non-competitive.
I told you, man, get the fuck off me.
Dang, you're the one, dude.
Oh, shit. Look, you love each other. It's all going to work out in the end. Just don't play video games. So there you go. What a weird fucking clip. All right, one more, and then we'll get into the news here. This is a tutorial of sorts for women.
Hi, I'm Jody West. Today I'd like to demonstrate a few of my favorites.
Why even say your name? Just say, hi, I'm a whore. That's all we need
to
know.
Hi, I'm Jody West.
Jody
Today I'd
West.
Like to demonstrate a few of my favorite hand job techniques.
There's more than one?
First thing you need is a willing subject.
I'm so bad at this. I can't please women. I can't please guys. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
That's why I have Pete here. Next thing you need is a generous amount of lube.
Really? Lube? I don't use that.
I like to lube my hands up.
I'm learning so much already. This isn't so much for anyone else. This is just for me. Guys, go away for a while. Okay. She's stroking the penis.
Stroke up and down the cock.
Uh-huh. I can do that.
Grab near the base.
Hmm.
Get it fully erect.
Oh, see, that's where she loses me. I can never get another man's penis fully erect.
A long stroking.
Long stroking. Okay.
How does that feel, Pete?
These are some advanced hand job techniques.
Good.
Pete seems to be enjoying it.
To concentrate then on the head of the cock.
Mm-hmm.
Short strokes. My hand going over the head. Just like this. Flipping the wrist.
Flipping the wrist.
Concentrating my fingers on the underside of his cock.
Oh, okay. Where are my hands? When I'm giving a hand job, usually...
Pulling down gently on the balls.
I'm usually using my nails up and down the shaft. I think that's maybe where I'm going wrong.
I want to get full extension.
My nails are, like, digging into the skin. All right, let me fast forward. This goes on for 5 minutes. How is there so much to learn about hand jobs?
Just gently. Oh. All the way up and down.
Wait, is she using two hands?
I like to tickle a cock.
No one ever uses two hands on me, primarily because one hand will do, if you know what I mean. One hand pretty much covers the entire surface area of
Bearing
my penis.
Varying speed.
With room to spare.
All right. Stroking.
Oh, she's going very fast now. And it seems like she's doing it very hard. Let me fast forward. You can just hear the juiciness of the lube. Oh, wait, here he comes. There she goes. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. Why give a guy a hand job? He can do it himself, and he knows his penis better than anyone else. Stupid. Come back with some blowjob tips for me. Thank you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now.
Crazy, bizarre,
seriously, I would be totally happy with, like, I need to find someone whose cock has been blown off in an accident. Maybe, like, I don't know, in the Iraq War or something, where they don't even care about that stuff. Because I really want people to focus on me. Lord knows I can't please anyone. You know what I mean? So really, they should just focus on me and be grateful for at the opportunity to get me off. All right, hey, freaks, if you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December 2004. And now, thanks to these stupid DVDA programs that I've committed to, another brilliant idea, Tim, more work for me, there's more Sideshow content than ever before. Monday's DVDA was over an hour long. I'm guessing today's will be similar. All the archives of the video shows are up at superfreaksideshow.com. You can only catch them if you are a paying member, unless you want to check out the live program. Anyone can check out the live show at 3 p.m. Eastern time today. So there you go. Yeah, superfreaksideshow.com. Yesterday we did an extended program, 20 minutes of bonus show. Tomorrow I've got an exclusive show for you. It's a good deal. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a stillborn baby has been found alive. Oh, great. Another stupid cunt turd brought into the world. A newborn baby. This is in Argentina. A newborn baby declared dead by doctors in northern Argentina was found alive in a morgue 12 hours later by the infant's mother, who insisted on opening the child's coffin to say goodbye. Analia Buter or something said she was sedated at the time her daughter was born, 3 months premature. And was told by doctors that the child was stillborn when Bowder or whatever and her husband visited the hospital morgue later that day. They had to pry open the baby's casket to say farewell, and they spotted their tiny daughter breathing and stretching. What a miracle! Hope for all of you soon-to-be mothers out there who plop out a dead baby. It may not be dead. It might just be playing dead. Oh, it learned a trick like a dog. What a miracle. You know, not to keep harping on this stupid Michelle Duggar video I posted back in January, but people continue every day. There are new comments. We're up to like 25,000 views now. And, you know, the thing that really bugs me, and I've been trying to figure out what bugs me most about this video. My hair? No. I'm wearing a stupid hat that everyone loves to comment on. I like to wear baseball caps. You know, someone told me in real life, this is like at a bar or something, they said, you really shouldn't wear baseball hats because if you wear baseball hats, people think you're bald. And I guess that's the only reason people my age wear baseball hats. It's to conceal their receding hairline or something. But I have lush, full, thick hair, too thick, as a matter of fact, and throbbing follicles. I've got very masculine hair. But I just like to wear baseball hats. I'm sorry. I don't care. But anyway, my point is the thing that I discovered that really bugs me about these videos is people do not take into consideration everything I'm saying. They focus on one thing. Like, how could you say that about a mother who lost her baby? I'm saying that about a woman who lost her baby and then publicized it for attention and posted YouTube videos. Like, here's a comment. This guy is the most rude, disgusting piece of flesh. I'm not disagreeing with you. Yet. Let's go on here. He has no idea how losing a baby affects a woman and the family. That's true. I'm not a woman. Nor would I ever want one of those stupid things, kids. If she wants to write a letter to her baby, that's her way of grieving and or letting go. Yeah, again, that's fine. I don't have a problem with this stupid bitch writing a letter to her dead baby. I have a problem with her reading it on the internet for hits on YouTube. He has no right to judge a woman by what she does to grieve for her lost baby. Again, she's doing it for attention and publicity. Nobody cares what he has to say. That's not true! Because he's a mean-spirited, rude, poor excuse for a human being. And she's back on track. She's speaking the truth again. All right, so that's just one of the most recent comments. I was just posted 12 hours ago. All right, back to this story now. So the baby's alive, whatever. The woman says, we went to the morgue and they showed us the casket nailed closed. They already nailed the casket closed? Good God. My husband managed to open the drawer where we found her wrapped in a white sheet and saw her tiny hand touch her face. The shocked mother said she heard the baby cry, and I fell to my knees. The couple originally intended to call their fifth child Liliana or something, but since changed her name to Luz Milgua, which translates to miracle light. Oh, Okay, great. Second story we have for you today. Excuse me, I just threw up in my mouth a little. Viewing porn at your neighborhood Starbucks is probably not the best idea in the world. The idea becomes that much worse when you are a registered sex offender already looking at child porn. The Sacramento Police Department was called to a downtown Starbucks on Monday, where an employee reported that a customer was looking at child porn in full view of other patrons. You wouldn't even, you know, take your laptop to a corner. I've been to Starbucks. There are seats, you know, where you can turn your laptop so it's not facing everyone else, for Christ's sakes. Officers arrived at the scene but did not find the accused, Luis Mendoza, or Louis, I don't know, looking at child porn. He was still arrested on suspicion of violating his parole, and his computer was seized. I have a feeling they're going to find something incriminating on that computer. The 49-year-old registered sex offender was arrested at a Starbucks located at 5th and 1st Street in Sacramento. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. A 5-year-old boy took 50 packets of heroin to his school, okay, and showed them to his classmates. He found the drugs in his stepfather's jacket, and the kid thought it was, what, Splenda or something? Thought it was NutraSweet. Police told the Connecticut Post he took the heroin, or heron, out for a show-and-tell session. Best show-and-tell ever. I bet you no other kid. You know, I remember show-and-tell. And, you know, you'd bring in your stuffed animal. It was always the same shit. Your stuffed animal, your favorite toy, you know, something you got as a souvenir on vacation. No one ever brought heroin. This kid is a superstar. All right, the boy's stepfather has been arrested on drug charges. Bridgeport Superintendent Paul Vallis said he thought the boy had taken his stepfather's jacket to school without realizing what was inside. Children bring to school what they find at home. That's fucking lazy, isn't it? Like, you're going to be late for school. And the kid just grabs the first thing he finds in the house for show and tell. Lazy. A teacher from the school noticed the drugs, and the authorities were called. The stepfather, 35-year-old Santos Roman, well, that sounds like a guy who's into heroin, doesn't it? Went to the school and retrieved his jacket, but the police had already removed the drugs, which had a street value of around $500. Mr. Roman returned to the school when he realized the heroin was missing. That was a tragic misstep. He was arrested on drug charges and risk of injury to a minor. He's being held on $100,000 bail. The boy was placed in state custody. That show and tell really ended up biting him in the ass, huh? He was lazy. He just grabbed his dad's jacket, and now he's in the foster care program. Yeah, that'll teach you. Spend a little more time thinking about, you know, your show and tell and your homework and stuff. You can't coast through life like that. All right, yeah, the boy was placed in state custody while other family members were being located. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Estada News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, I want you to speak to me loud and clear.
Hey, Tim. Hey. If you're having Prodad's problems, you better be done. I got 99 problems in the third of a lung.
Got 99 problems in the lapses one. You know, I was wondering, you know, back in like what, like Middle Earth, Middle Ages. Is that what it's called? Middle Ages? Dark Ages? Dark Times? I'm not good with history. But back, you know, in, you know, long, long time ago, when someone got a prolapsed ass, what did they think? Did they think it was like a witch put a spell on them or something? I don't know. If someone could do some research on the history of prolapses and how it was handled in different cultures, I'd really appreciate it.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary the Gorgile from Sacramento.
I'm slyking myself.
It sounds like your voicemail still doesn't have a outgoing...
Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to recording one. Who cares? You know, some people were complaining that the greeting was too long anyway.
Message, just FYI. I was listening to a sideshow exclusive portion of the show.
Slideshow.
And you were talking about, you know, if you have any ideas, you guys should call in about, you know, stuff to for content for the show. And I had an idea for a contest a while back where, you know, for whatever prize you want to give away or whatever bullshit, who knows.
You could
ask people to put in a bid for that item, and their offer would be what they can provide for the show. So you could say, have people call in to the...
Oh, like, so someone call in and they'd be like, oh, I'm bidding, like, a shit. Like, I'll record my shit for you. And then someone will call in and say, yeah, well, I'll record my mom, you know, yelling at me. And then someone else will come back and be like, yeah, well, I'm going to bid that, you know, I'll record, you know, some retards at my school. You know,
that type of thing. Or the voicemail and say, hey, I'm willing to provide this and this and this for the show 2 times a week or 3 times a week or every weekday for whatever prize that is. And you'll have their number, so you'll know it's them calling in with that content every day. Anyway. Yep.
That's a good... There's a germ of an idea there I like.
Hey, Tim, it's Dipshit. I just wanted to tell you anytime you apologize for any external noise in the recording of the show, we can't hear anything.
Oh, is that right?
You just have a good microphone, but...
Yes, I have a very good microphone.
Sometimes you apologize for, like, a lawnmower.
Oh, really?
And sometimes you... dog.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, I can't tell what you hear, what gets picked up on this microphone. Sometimes I can hear stuff in my headset, you know, that I think, you know, means it's being recorded, but maybe it's too soft.
I'm drinking a soda. What is that? Is that a Sun Drop or a Fresca? No. It's Squirt.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that in your cocktail?
It's not pee, it's Squirt.
Hell, with the vodka drink, is that a grapefruit juice?
No, it's Squirt.
No. Squirt.
It's Squirt.
Tim, this is Sideshow member Wooby. I just listened to you talking about the Duggars video where they're endorsing Santorum.
Yeah.
You said all the kids had a chance to talk. That's not true. Not all their kids, their lumpy, mushy baby in heaven didn't get to talk.
That's true.
I think you should do a video.
Well, you know the mushy, lumpy, dead baby's going to vote for Santorum.
You know, and give that baby... the opportunity to talk.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I can get on the line with Satan and work something out. Rick Santorum dropped out of the race, right? So we're going to go with Romney. He's our guy,
hey, Tim,
right?
It's Chickadee. I was listening to a really old show, and I never thought that like I would ever recognize a porn that you were playing, a porn star. But I think the time that you recognize what porn you're playing, and you really need to reevaluate what you're into. So
that's true.
I don't know how to feel about that. I guess it was a freak moment.
I wish you would tell me which porn it was that you recognized.
Hey, Tim. It's Ryan from Ohio. I was just going to comment about the Salvia video you played and how you were talking about the douchebag who will just kind of sit there and kind of egg you on while you're doing drugs like Salvia. And actually, when I was in college, I did... what they called a meditation dose of salvia, because I had a friend who was a shaman at a church, and he was kind of prescribed it, not so much, but we'll say that. And it was the craziest trip of my life. I've done LSD. I was in college, so you know, and I was out of my body and out of my mind for a long time. And, you know, the video...
You know, salvia is supposed to only last, like, what, like 2 to 5 minutes or something?
Played, it seems like the people who were doing that salvia, it was probably a gas station amount of salvia. But if any of you freaks have the chance to do, like, I think there are levels, and what I did was, like, level 20. If you have the chance to do it, fucking don't. It was scary as hell. And I honestly...
I don't think I've ever heard from someone who had a good salvia trip.
I thought I was going to die. I didn't know what reality was.
Oh,
and it wasn't like, you know you're on a drug. You sit there and you...
I should do salvia and record it for the show.
...are worried that you sit there and you question why you are alive. And it's like the best...
I question that when I'm, you know, completely lucid.
...salt you talked about.
Why am I here? What is the purpose of this?
Months ago. It's fucking... if I could have, I probably would have killed myself. But I was sitting...
See, that's why you need to do salvia around other people who are not assholes and are going to scare you when you, you know, when you do it.
Hi, Timmy Boo. This is Jesse speaking. The story on your 23rd podcast, I believe, about the old man in Germany.
Blut.
Isn't it funny? Chocolate bunny is for Easter. Now, first of all, something I have to understand about Easter in Germany is like a big deal. It's not like, oh, Easter bunny time. It's like, you know, I don't know.
Serious business.
I don't even know. Every holiday is big over there. But I have a question for you.
Sure.
Who do you hate more in the story? The stupid fat kids who can't resist stealing chocolate bunnies like from other people's yards? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Outside, for the crazy old guy. I have to go by the old guy because
yeah.
I
agree with you.
Sassy old people trying to kill kids.
Yeah, at least kids will grow out of being, you know, like an annoying child.
Be happy. All right.
Old people just get older, and then they die, I guess, but, you know, whatever. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. O-H-G-O-D. Is it? Oh, God.
I love you. Stop!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're around, you know, at 3 p.m., check out DVDA. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday because tomorrow's program is Sideshow exclusive. If you're not a Sideshow member, what the fuck? Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. We'll see you then. Bye, everybody!
Cream it up for me. Fill her up.